Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight, Care 93.7, as we're on to ACCHS, and we're joined now first by girls basketball coach, that is Austin Eckert, presented by L&L Construction. His team still undefeated, 9-0, and they've had a little bit of time off since a Friday win over Horton, 52-30. They get set for their midseason tournament coming up next week, and we'll talk about it here in just a moment. But, Coach, big win over Horton to stay undefeated, 52-30 on Friday. Take us back to that one a little bit, and what'd you see from your team?
The first half, I thought Horton played tremendous. We were tied 25-25 going into half. Horton was executing well offensively, taking care of the basketball and hitting some shots. And them hitting shots kind of affected our play a little bit. I thought the girls faced adversity very well and responded to it very well. You go from giving up 25 points the first half, we only give up 5 points the second half. So defense was the big key in that game, and I thought we gelled really well defensively, and then on offense we were pretty balanced.
What about key adjustments there? Was it anything specific that you did at halftime to really kind of turn things around, especially defensively?
Yeah, I just challenged the girls to control what Horton was doing. Don't let them get to their spots. Don't let them get to places of comfort. And I thought our pressure really took them out of that. And then that translated to us hitting shots on offense. And Addison Fletchbaum scored the ball for us. This is kind of the first game that she's looked really comfortable and looked explosive. So that was good to see. And we had four girls really close to double digits. So overall, I was really happy with that.
Well, how nice is it to have a little bit of time off? And I say a little bit, how about a full week? You play Friday and nothing really going for you except some extra practice time this week, gearing up for the midseason tournament next week hosted by JCN. But how do you utilize this extra time throughout the week?
We're going to take a step back, relax a little bit. We're not going to hit conditioning hard or anything like that. We're going to collect ourselves mentally, physically. We're going to install some new things, clean up some things we need to clean up. Having a full week off is really nice, especially in the middle of your season. So the girls will get a little bit of a rest mentally. We're only going to practice 4 days this week instead of five. So, you know, just relax a little bit. But, you know, JCN tournament starts the week after. We play three games that week, and then we play three games the following week. So it's going to be hot and heavy really quick for us.
Yeah, no doubt. And would you have preferred maybe a game this week to kind of help with a tune-up, or do you like having this little bit of extra time off before it really ramps up the next 2 weeks?
There are definitely pros and cons either way. I kind of like where we're at mentally, physically, so I don't mind taking a step back and focusing on us for a little bit before the really tough part of our season starts. But at the same time, you know, if we would have played this week, that would have been great too.
Well, let's talk about it finally before we get you out of here. We appreciate it as always. So you take part in that midseason tournament next week hosted by Jefferson County North. Obviously, NEKL teams taking part. So very familiar with most of the teams in this field. You guys will get Atchison on Tuesday. They are playing much better basketball since the break. Obviously, teams in the league like Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, and Jefferson County North. You also get Prairie LeCompton out of the Big Seven. Northeast Kansas taking part in that. Also Rossville. Before you kind of dive into the Atchison part of it next week, just the overall feel of the field at that tournament next week.
Well, like you said, there are, I think there's an even split. There's four teams from our league, four teams from another league. So we're going to get, you know, one or two games, maybe three games against opponents we haven't seen this season, which is awesome. All the teams in this tournament are going to be a challenge. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some different types of basketball, some different teams that we haven't seen. And I think it'll be almost like a sub-state. You're going to see some different styles, some teams from different leagues and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a challenge for sure, and I think our kids are excited for it.
It would be a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday as far as that schedule for next week. Do you know much about Atchison? Have you looked much into them yet?
We haven't focused a whole lot on them yet. I know they returned some key players from last season. I know they play hard. We saw them a little bit this summer, and they're a physical team. They're going to play fast. And I think Nick does a really good job over there. So really looking forward to that.
Good stuff. ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert. A little bit of time off for his team this week as they gear up for the midseason tournament at JC. And next week, a win against Horton on Friday. This week off, they get to it with the midseason tournament starting Tuesday against Atchison. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the time off, and we'll get back to it next week.
Thank you, Brandon.